This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at Ahmedabad in Gujarat this afternoon. Mr. Modi also flagged off the country's first Namo Bharat rapid rail between Ahmedabad and Bhuj and several Vande Bharat trains. He also handed over completed houses under both the urban and rural segments of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana PMAY to the beneficiaries in the state. He also sanctioned more than 30,000 houses under PMAYG. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said this is a golden time for the country. He said India will be a developed nation in the next 25 years. The Prime Minister said projects worth over 8,000 crore have been inaugurated today. He said the Namo Bharat Rapid Rail has also been flagged off, which will prove to be a milestone in the urban connectivity of India.
आज नमो भारत रैपिड रेल भी शुरू हुई है ये भारत की अर्बन कनेक्टिविटी के लिए एक और मिल का पत्थर सिद्ध होने वाली है आज गुजरात के हजारों परिवार अपने नए घर में प्रवेश भी कर रहे हैं आज हजारों परिवारों को उनके पक्के घर की पहली किस्त भी जारी हुई है
Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi flagged off the second phase of Metro Rail network connecting Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and Gift City. He also inaugurated the fourth Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet in Gandhinagar. Campaigning ended this evening for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and the third phase will be held on the 1st of October. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the third phase. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. In Haryana, today is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for the single-phase assembly polls. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. The government has authorized the Staff Selection Commission, SSC, to perform Aadhaar authentication on voluntary basis for establishing the identity of candidates during the various stages of examination. In a Gazette notification, the Ministry of Personnel has asked the SSC to adhere to all the relevant provisions of the Act, rules and regulations made by the Unique Identification Authority of India. The development comes in the wake of several reported cases of fraud, malpractices and unfair means adopted by candidates to clear the competitive examinations. The Central Board of Film Certification today announced the successful deployment of the Accessibility Standards Module in E-Cine Praman in line with the scheduled timeline of September the 15th. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting had issued guidelines in March 2024 for accessibility standards in the public exhibition of feature films in cinema theatres for persons with hearing and visual impairments. India has launched Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to Typhoon Yagi-affected countries Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam. India sent urgent relief materials to Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam to assist them in dealing with the impact of the major typhoon. These countries are reeling under massive floods after Asia's most powerful storm this year hit the three countries. India has been among the first responders in providing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to the impacted countries. Eid Milad al-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed their greetings on the occasion. In hockey, in the semi-final match of a men's Asian Championship Trophy tournament, India defeated South Korea 4-1. At Hulunpur in China. India is the only unbeaten team in the tournament so far. The men in blue defeated China 3-0, Japan 5-1, Malaysia 8-1, Korea 3-1 and Pakistan 2-1. In the other semi-final, Pakistan lost to China 0-2 in the shootout. They drew 1-1 in regular time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.